It seems to me that we've had a sort of continuity for the last 3 weeks now on the theme of the mercy of God. You know, we had the story of the call of Matthew, and then we had that statement in the gospel about the sick do not need a doctor. Oh, whoops, do away with that one. The healthy do not need a doctor, but the sick do. And then we had Jesus saying, I have come not for the righteous, but for sinners. In some way, I think today's gospel follows that theme of God's mercy, God's compassion. And yet it begins to bring a different twist to it. It begins to try to speak to us about trusting this God who is compassionate, this God who is full of mercy. The readings want to draw us to deeper trust, deeper confidence in this God of ours. Jesus gives us this little parable. He says, are not two sparrows bought for almost nothing? And yet he says, not even one of them falls to the ground without your Father's knowledge. Then he adds, you are worth more than a whole flock of sparrows. That passage is wanting to bring us to trust. Trust in the love of this God. Confidence in this God's desire to give us life, to bring us to salvation. If we go to the second reading, we have the same message, but in a very different way. Paul, in that second reading, goes back to Adam. And he talks about Adam and how, through Adam's disobedience, all have inherited death. But that's not really his focus. His focus is instead on the Lord Jesus Christ, who has come to give us life. And he's trying to say to us, just as in Adam all died, because of the obedience of Christ Jesus, all have come to life. That's really our very traditional doctrine of original sin. That all of us have come to death through Adam's sin, through Adam's disobedience. But now, through the obedience of Christ Jesus our Savior, all of us have the hope of life. If you would go to other passages in Paul's letter, you would hear Paul talk about how through baptism, we have been incorporated into Christ Jesus. We have been made members of Christ Jesus. We have become members of his body. And it is precisely through this oneness with Christ Jesus, this union with Christ Jesus that is ours in baptism, that we have the hope of sharing in his new life. Because somehow, his obedience becomes our act of obedience. We share in his total gift of himself to the Father if we are united to him. And that union begins through the life-giving waters of baptism. Now, we can reject it. We can say no to it. But if we choose to live in oneness with Christ Jesus, then his victory over sin and death is our victory. And we can live with him forever. How do we reject it? We reject it through lack of belief, through sin. But if we choose to live in oneness with him, not only will we live in oneness with him here on this earth, we will live in oneness with him forever in the kingdom of our God. That is the mercy of God. That is the compassion of God. God has reached out to us in Jesus, His Son. And He wants us to trust this great mercy. Twice in the gospel reading, we have the concept of be not afraid. Do not fear. How can Jesus say that? Because there's a lot of things to fear. You know, there's all kinds of things in the world around us to fear. How does Jesus say, do not be afraid? He says it because we are part of Him. We are caught up in Him. We are caught up in His life. Yes, all sorts of things can go wrong in our lives. We can suffer all kinds of things. But if we are in Him, we will share His victory. And we need not be afraid about the most important thing in life, that we will live. We will live forever if we live in oneness with Him. Jesus makes no promise that it's going to be easy. He talks about, do not fear the ones who can kill the body, but instead fear the one who, after they have killed the body, can plunge the soul into Gehenna. And Gehenna was a burning garbage pit. Unquenchable fires, almost. Fear that one, he says. If you go to the first reading, the reading from Jeremiah. Jeremiah is one who found tremendous amount of opposition in doing what God had called him to do. Opposition because he was speaking words that no one wanted to hear. He was challenging the people for justice for the poor. He was challenging them about their turning to other gods. And they would have preferred to kill him than to listen to him. And yet Jeremiah had great trust. Jesus wants us to know, yes, our following the gospel, our living in union with Him, can at times bring pain and suffering into our life. It can bring us the opposition of the world that does not know Christ Jesus. But we must trust. If we live in Him, if we are one with Him, if we commit our lives to Him, no matter what happens to us, no matter what happens to our bodies, we will live with Him forever in the kingdom of our God.